Atascosa County job growth 21%, Dimmitt County up 19%. Similar increases in employment rates were seen across South Texas over the past year for counties caught up in the oil boom. UTSA's Dr. Tom Tunstall, who leads the Eagleford Shale Studies, says each year's report has shown substantial increases, and projections are strong well into the future.
Well, the out years, the numbers went up quite a bit, again, because of new information. We had forecast for 2021 and 2022 roughly around $90 billion in overall economic impact by that time. But for 2023, those estimates have actually increased to about $137 billion in economic impact.
Communities are realizing robust income from sales taxes, lease funds, and secondary business increases. Gonzales City Manager Alan Barnes says communities have to be careful to spend that newfound money wisely.
We have, I don't know how many infrastructure projects going on. We're doing streets and sewer lines and water lines, and it's given us the opportunity to do the things that needed to be done for the last several decades.
Garn City's Don Timrak says communities need to think sustainable for the times after Eagleford.
There is an end. We don't know when it is, but we have people talking 40, 50 years. Whether or not I see that in my lifetime is irrelevant. The fact is, we have to think that there may be an end, and what do we want to be as a city when that time arrives?
The study estimates Eagleford generated more than $87 billion in total economic output for the state last year. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.